7 Basic Tools of Quality. The 7 Basic Tools of Quality are a set of tools that help organizations understand their processes in order to improve them. These tools, also known as B7, include process mapping, control chart analysis, the Pareto chart, the cause and effect diagram, the histogram, the check sheet, and the scatter chart. Process map. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a process map, or flowchart, as follows. A diagram of the flow of a production process or service process through the production system. Standardized symbols are used to designate processing, flow directions, branching decisions, input/output, and other aspects of the process. Process maps can be used to map all types of processes, manufacturing flow, information flow, the stages of a financial transaction, and so on. Mapping the process helps members of an improvement team identify significant aspects of an inefficient or ineffective process, and then locate the problem areas. In addition to illustrating each step in a process, the chart or map can include other useful information, such as the duration of each step, required resources, responsible positions, and financial impact. Process maps can be produced with pencil and paper, but they can also be put into various types of software. Exhibit 4-38 shows a typical process map in the form of a flowchart, depicting the order fulfillment process. Exhibit 4-38, process map of the order fulfillment process. One way to carry out process mapping is to schedule it as a brainstorming session for the improvement team. Using Post-it registered trademark notes, each team member individually lists every task he or she can identify in the process, one per note. After a half hour, or other appropriate time, team members stick the notes with the task listings on the chalkboard, one person at a time, while others continue thinking and writing. When all tasks have been posted, individuals or teams attempt to group the tasks by themes and put the groups in the order of performance. Next, the group selects names for the themes, and a volunteer writes a final list of tasks by theme on a flip chart. At the end of the session, the entire process should be mapped, with all essential tasks in order and associated with the names of performers and the time each takes. Control chart. The control chart, according to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, provides a graphic comparison of process performance data with predetermined computed control limits. Control charts are useful graphical tools to differentiate special cause variation and common cause variation in a given process. This activity is called statistical process control, SPC, and is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the application of statistical techniques to monitor and adjust an operation. This term often is used interchangeably with the term statistical quality control, SQC, although SQC includes acceptance sampling, as well as statistical process control. C. Out of control process. Exhibit 4-39 illustrates a control chart with a center line representing the mean value and upper and lower control limits, UCL and LCL, representing plus or minus 3 sigmas from the center line respectively. In general, if the data readings take and fall within the control limits, the process variation is considered to be in control. In this chart, all the opportunities fall within the acceptable range. Exhibit 4-39, a control chart. In addition to control limits, which are set using statistics, a process used to produce a product or service can also have specification limits, which are set by the customer. Like the control limits, there is an upper and lower specification limit, USL and LSL. If the process commonly has results outside these limits, there will be many rejected units, and the process would need to be reviewed to make failures far less common. Pareto chart. Pareto analysis, which shows the frequency of items in a data set, is based on Pareto's law, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a principle first observed by Italian economist Vilfredo Pareto that states that a small percentage of a group accounts for the largest fraction of its impact or value. In IBC classification, for example, 20% of the inventory items may constitute 80% of the inventory value. C. 80-20 rule, IBC classification. Closely associated with Pareto's law is 80-20, a principle that suggests that most effects come from relatively few causes. That is, 80% of the effects, or sales or costs, come from 20% of the possible causes, or items. ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a Pareto chart, or diagram, as a bar graph that displays the results of a Pareto analysis. It shows a distinct variation from the few compared to the many. By identifying the significant few and separating them from the trivial many, a team will be better prepared to focus its resources efficiently and effectively to achieve the biggest gains. Pareto charts can be applied to any measurable data, including currency units, time, defects, suppliers, etc. Exhibit 4-40 illustrates the basic shape of a Pareto chart. After determining the categories for the bars are always ranked from highest to lowest. The set of bars that make about 80% of the causes would be the vital few causes to study. Here, the largest bar is 80% on its own and is the major cause of the particular occurrence. Exhibit 4-40. Pareto chart, cause and effect diagram. A cause and effect diagram links an effect with the possible causes of the effect. It is a method of organizing factors, causes, and sub-causes that affect a problem or process being investigated. Effect. This type of diagram may also be called an Ishikawa diagram, after the person who first developed it, or a fishbone diagram, as the elements of the diagram resemble the skeleton of a fish. The goal of a cause and effect diagram is to identify all of the possible causes of an effect and then select the most likely ones for further investigation. The idea is to find the root cause of the effect in order to correct and solve the problem for the long term. Exhibit 4-41 illustrates a cause and effect diagram showing commonly cited categories of causes: environment, people, materials, measurement methods, and equipment. For every cause, there are usually several potential underlying subcauses, such as equipment failure or no maintenance performed. The development of a cause and effect diagram is a repetitive process that requires going back and forth to identify causes and effects. Exhibit 4-41. Cause and effect diagram. Eliminating the underlying root cause of a defect can bring a process into conformance, while attacking a secondary symptom or the wrong cause may do little or nothing to eliminate the customer complaints. For example, sometimes training to improve employee skills will be suggested as a solution for a problem, when in fact employee skill or understanding is not the real source of the difficulty. If a system is broken, no amount of employee training will fix it. Let's say a financial service provider is receiving a high rate of complaints from customers who can't understand their account reports, and the company responds by training sales assistants to give better explanations of the reports when customers call in to complain. The documents are the root cause of the problem, and the training is not the most efficient way to invest to provide what customers need. The Japanese have a method of approaching root cause analysis called the five whys, because it is based on the theory that answering a question about causation five times will lead you through the false causes or symptoms to the real cause. Whether or not five is the magic number is less important than the underlying concept. Finding root causes may take considerable digging through layers of superficial symptoms or secondary problems. An automotive company, as an example, conducted customer interviews to determine why they were receiving complaints that the seats in their cars were too low. Since the complaint was factually inaccurate, the researchers probed more deeply and discovered that the problem could be resolved by setting the side window ledges lower in the doors. The answer, low seats, was superficial. The root cause of a complaint was really about the relative placement of the windows. Histogram. A histogram is a bar graph that displays the frequency distribution of measurement data, such as dimensions, temperature, or weight, for a process. It shows the amount of variation and the range of variation within a process. The frequency is shown on the Y, vertical, axis. The X-axis shows the range of variation. The goal is to identify whether there are surprises like unnatural distributions. A bell-shaped distribution demonstrates that the largest number of measured units is in the center, with about half that number falling on either side. Twin peaks may indicate that data are coming from two or more sources that have variation, like different shifts or production equipment. The variation of the bar graphs falls within or outside of specifications, indicating the amount of variability or number of failures. The top portion of the bell curve is in the middle or at either end, indicating that the data are skewed. For example, if a pizza company studies the amount of toppings added to an average pizza, a person who always adds more than the recommended amounts would have results that skew toward the high end. At first glance, it may seem that the Pareto tool is a histogram, but it is a different type of bar chart. The Pareto chart illustrates only the categories of an issue, such as type of defects, rather than showing a continuous range of data, as a histogram does. Exhibit 4-42 shows an example of a histogram. Exhibit 4-42. Histogram example.
Check sheet.
A check sheet is a simple and easy-to-use tool for summarizing a tally count of event occurrences, such as the frequency of certain defects in a product in a specified period of time. In Exhibit 4-43, for instance, a manufacturer of fabric hearts uses a hash mark, or slash mark, to record every time an item is either too pink, too red, lacks fragrance, or is the wrong size in the first 4 days of production runs in February. This is often the starting point in continuous improvement projects that can then be further explored using other CI tools. It's important that the data gathered are from a single entity, such as the same piece of equipment or a particular production line employee. In addition, it is critical to ensure that the observations recorded are representative and that the team members who create the check sheets have sufficient time to do it accurately. Exhibit 4-43, check sheet. Scatter chart. A scatter chart, also known as a crossplot, scatter diagram, or scatter plot, is a tool for showing the relationship of two variables in terms of whether they are interdependent and to what extent. The diagram has a horizontal x-axis and vertical y-axis that represent the two variables being tested. The y-axis is typically for the dependent variable, that is, the one that changes in relation to variable x, which is called the independent variable. The direction of the scattered points and their closeness to each other and an overall trend line indicate the type and strength of the correlation. Exhibit 4-44 shows a scatter chart. Exhibit 4-44. Scatter diagram showing positive correlation between training and job performance. As seen in the exhibit, if you were to draw a diagonal line from the interior corner of the graph to the points in the upper right portion, it would be easy to see that the points are fairly close together and that they trend upward and to the right. This shows a positive correlation between the two variables, such as training and job performance, which means that an increase in Y may be dependent upon an increase in X, and therefore, if X can be controlled, there might also be a chance of influencing Y. In other words, an increase in task competency could be linked to an increase in the number of hours of task training received by an employee in the supply chain. If the points were more scattered but formed the same shape, there would be less positive correlation. In another example, a scatter chart can be used for associative forecasting, such as regression analysis, in which case the independent variable is used to predict how the dependent variable should behave in the future.